हेलो
It's for Orbital.
या हाँ, इट्स ब्रेंडा।
I just got a call from one of your colleagues, and your line is really messed up. I can hardly hear you. Sounds like you're talking above a jet engine or something.
It's now audible to you?
A little better.
Yes. So, like I'm calling from BIS Research India, and also like previously we have connected for so many studies on space tech related studies that we are doing. So currently like we are doing one more studies, that is satellite and spacecraft subsystem market. So I'm in a phase where we connect with like experts to you to validate a key finding that we have done so far. So just want to have a quick discussion with you on this particular topic.
Somebody was supposed to call me back tomorrow. Now, is that
Oh.
somebody called like 5 minutes before you called, so.
She is my colleague. She's working with me. She is working with me.
Okay.
Yeah. We
Okay,
do
what are
all my.
your questions then?
Yeah, so basic questions like how this particular current scenario is going on for satellite and spacecraft subsystem. Like when we are talking about the various subsystem like payload or the electrical and power subsystem. So how do you see this currently this phase is going for the satellite market right now?
And it's still growing.
It's still growing. Okay, and how do you see in the coming years, like when we are talking about the upcoming constellation, so many upcoming constellations are there. So how do you see that constellation will impact this market?
It depends on if everybody's doing the same thing, then obviously it's going to be a very crowded sky, you know what I mean? But if these are not the gigantic mega constellations and very niche constellations, I think that's where the market's going into that zone, like personal constellations.
Okay, understood. Also, like when we are talking about various stakeholders in this market, so how do you think that this particular market will impact? Like we have seen that so many advancement in terms of technology when we are talking about 3D printing is there to manufacture any particular component. So how do you see that particular technologies thing will impact in the market?
It's already a staple of the market. It's a basic unit of the market. It's no longer experimental. It's now become standardized. So the if we're looking at are you talking about small sats in this case?
Yes.
Like the small sat is now the accepted format, and what used to be laughed at is now much sought after by everyone. And the affordability of the small satellites is what I think the primary attractiveness of the units themselves. So and you don't necessarily have to have a 1,000 satellite constellation. You can have a small, modest amount of satellites doing, again, a very niche kind of either observation or research for you, and that is these can be done almost in a disposable manner. You could do them and then have them do their job and then deorbit them. So it's come to that level where it's almost that affordable. And we have a new rocket coming out next year that will make it even more affordable, plus a new satellite system that we're selling as well, so in the interorbital.
Okay, so your rocket is going to be launched next year?
Yeah, we're looking at next year,
Okay,
and that will
and
be
like
a whole new low cost price point for the world.
Oh, okay, that's great. So, like when you're talking about your particular rocket, so is you're talking about like a launch, providing also the launching services to various satellite
Yes,
operators?
yes. We would be providing our own launch services for our own satellites, so that makes us unique.
Okay.
We'll be doing that, and also providing launch services for other companies, and providing
Understood.
Satellite systems for other companies as well, and also
Understood.
satellite kits that provide on-orbit platforms for people who might not know how to make their own satellites.
Understood. Also, like what I have seen, like various launch service providers are focusing right now on the micro launchers, micro launching, micro launcher, basically the micro satellites if we are talking about. So is your company also going to target the same in the coming years?
Just on the first launch vehicle, will be capable of carrying either a large single payload or numerous small payloads. But the follow-on vehicles will be larger payloads. Not the mini, not the picosats, not the CubeSats and CubeSats only. But we have one rocket, the rocket that premieres next year, we will have that will be a dedicated small satellite launcher.
A small satellite launcher.
Generally,
So, will it be going to target like a weight category of more than 150 kg to 500 kg?
I'm sorry, what was that? I didn't hear what you were saying. 150 what?
150 kg to
Oh,
500
kilograms.
kg.
Okay, I didn't hear what you were
Yeah.
saying. Actually, in terms of its total, you're talking about its total payload mass?
Yes, total payload.
Probably somewhere in that zone. Yeah.
Understood. And when we are talking
And it's more a
about
flight demonstrator. It's a flight demonstrator, and it's also used for point-to-point transportation, so cargo transit.
okay. Also, like when we are talking about the major drivers or the challenges for this particular market. So currently when we are talking about, so we have seen that the increasing research and development activities for developing a cost-efficient subsystem, or you can say the component for launch vehicle or the deep space, is one of the major driver. How do you see this particular driver? Is that driver is
It's
correct?
the driver of our whole business is to make a make a, make the entire rocket a low-cost component in a launch system, and that's been our it's been the driver from the beginning, is to find the least the most radically simplified launch vehicle in the world, and that one is that is still robust and safe, but also things are just too complicated and too high priced at the moment in terms of space launch vehicles, and we don't think that's required.
Understood. So also like we have seen one more major driver, that is the rising demand for like satellite-based downstream services is also one of the major driver for this particular market. So how do you see this point?
There's really a lot of action in that sector of using the satellites for all sorts of creative research. Gathering data for follow-on analysis or application. But it's a huge driver.
Understood. And when we are talking about the major challenges, like currently, basically the manufacturers are facing. So, like what we analyze through the market. So, when you are talking about the major challenges, see, is that like impact of space radiation on the spacecraft is one of the major challenges. And apart from that, the rising
Well,
impact of cyber attacks on satellites.
that's only if you want a very long-term, in-space presence. We're looking at more short-term space presence for, again, for niche applications, for up to the minute observations or data gathering
mm-hmm.
or disaster monitoring or any sort of things. It's almost like news, you know what I mean? That sort of thing. It's actionable intelligence.
Yeah. Correct, yeah. Also, just want to understand, when we are talking about the launch vehicle or we are talking about the deep space vehicle, so is there any new particular technology you are going to be used for these particular making of launch vehicles, which will be growing in the upcoming years?
Not really.
Which is very new, right?
Not really new, just novel application of proven technology.
Okay, and we have also seen that some companies are using nuclear propulsion. So is nuclear propulsion going to be any effect in the market in the coming years? Have you heard about that nuclear propulsion?
We plan to be using it eventually.
Oh, okay. So currently, many organizations are already demonstrated that, or how the scenario of the nuclear propulsion currently in the market?
Well, there were nuclear engines developed in the 1960s, so that technology exists, and now it's a matter of having it modified to be able to be used in the current. Political situation, and there are a lot of obstacles to overcome culturally for that.
Okay, so if we talk right now in terms of the current market scenario of nuclear propulsion, so how much you think it would be around generally in terms of if we talk about in terms of million all over the globe.
Are you talking about how, in terms of, I don't know what you mean, million what, million people, million dollars, what were you mean?
In terms of value, whatever the service they are providing, whomsoever is using nuclear propulsion, so definitely they are buying that particular propulsion from someone. So how much they are getting in terms of revenue generation? How much revenue they are generating?
I don't know. I couldn't answer that. It's all in the experimental phase right now, so it's not, no one can answer those questions as far as I know. But it's I think the major hurdle is still there for an acceptance and of the technology and an application of it to space launch. So that's still a problem.
That is still a problem. Okay, and when we are talking about the launch vehicle, launch vehicle subsystem, so generally we are covering launch vehicle subsystem in our study, that is structure, avionics, propulsion, control system, electrical system, stage separation, and the thermal system. So are we missing any particular subsystem in that, or are we in the...
No, we make everything in-house.
Okay, you are making everything in-house. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, when we are talking in terms of the revenue generating for all the components, so we have seen that majorly it would be carried by mainly from the avionics part or the electrical system. So, is that correct?
I didn't get the question. What about the electrical system and the avionics?
Yeah. So suppose any particular launch vehicle would cost. I'm just giving an example. So if it would cost 100 million. So in that 100 million, if we talk about these particular subsystem. So what we have seen that almost propulsion have been utilized almost 30-35%. Then the avionics would be around 15-18%, like that.
Yeah, I haven't broken it down, so I really couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay. Okay, not an issue. I think then I think I have asked my all questions from you. And as I said earlier in the call, like we are doing so many space studies. So is it okay to you connect a future in future as well to with us?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So thank you so much for connecting, and have a nice day. And
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Rajat.
Okay.
Yeah,
All right.
and we
So,
yeah, you are saying something.
is it late at night there now?
Yeah, it's 10 p.m.
I know, always difficult to find a good time to call between India and the U.S. Anyway, all right. Well, good talking with you then. Okay.
Sure. I will share an executive summary with you definitely after once we publish
Great.
this particular study.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Okay.
the rocket that we're building is called Neptune.
Neptune.
NETTUNE. Yeah,
Yes.
Neptune.
I have heard about Neptune. I have read about also about Neptune. Like we have done a study as well in the past about a small launch vehicle or the medium launch vehicle. So we have already covered Neptune this part.
That's the one we're still working on. So
Yes.
that'll be the one.
Yes, we have already covered, and we are again going to update this particular small launch vehicle market. So we will again showcase your company in our particular studies.
Great. Good.
Okay.
Okay.
So thank you so
Have a
much.
good night or day. Okay.
Yeah. Thank
Okay.
you so
Okay.
much
All
for your
right.
time. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye bye.
See ya.